Pakapadada. Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord take charge. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Maranda bagoshaka da 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 da. Marando shakadi yata brandi yata badaba. Rato shaki da nabrando shabada badosha gada gada. Lepa kapado shabada gada badosha. Rapa kapado shakadi yanta brando shakada. Adabakada dosha gada gada. Rapako paro parenda yanti kosha yanti yanta brando sha. The Spirit of the Lord is here. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are changing the atmosphere at this point of time. We are moving into a new dimension. In the name of Jesus. You are praying your breakthrough prayer this morning. When you read a book of Isaiah 43 verse 19. Isaiah 43 verse 19. It says, see, I am doing a new thing. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and in the streams. In the wasteland. The Lord said, he's doing a new thing. I am doing a new thing. That says the word of the Lord. I am doing a new thing. I am doing a new thing. I am doing a new thing. Thank you, Jesus. I am doing a new thing. Yes, Lord. I want you to say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Just as you have said in your word. Do a new thing in my life. Lord Jesus, just as you have said in your word, do a new thing in my life. Make a way in my troubles. Make a way in my life. Where there seems to be no way, oh God, make a way. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice in prayer. You are saying, Lord, just as your word has said, do a new thing in my life. Make a way where there seems to be no way in my life. Make a way in this struggle, Lord. Make a way in this financial crisis. Make a way in my marriage. Make a way, make a way. Rakapado shata tata. Let it get it get it. Rato shakira da 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 shabrata breja. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Rata yakapado shata. Marande kabado shaka da ba da ba. Rapakotarando sheya tarande de. Leya da shata da 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 da. Le brande ata. Rapata ba da ba. Le da do shakari ata brande da. Rapaka da do sha. Rapado shakari da. Reka pado shaba da 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 da. Rakata ba da ba da ba. Rapaya ba da do shakari da. Oh God, as your word I've declared, make a way in my life. Make a way in my life. As your word I've said, make a way in my life. Somebody pray this prayer. Akada dosha de yata. Malana dosha kada gada da. Maram balada dosha kada yata baran dosha kada da. I shall word of declare. Make a way in my life. Make a way in my life. Make a way in my life. Do a new thing. Lord, do a new thing. Somebody prayer. You are praying to God. You are saying, oh God, do a new thing. 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 Yeah. Pakata pataba, maraka pataba, shakada bala, elekata blanka pada da shakada gada, elepakada brandi atabada da da shabraka pataba, rakata baka da shakada gada bada, elepaka bada da shakada atabrandi atabada ba, rakata baka da bada shabraka pataba, elepaka da bada shakada atabrandi atabada ba, elapaka bada baka da shakada gada ba, rapaya baka da brandi atabada ba. Do a new thing. You are declaring to God, say, Lord, do a new thing. Do a new thing. Rakapaka bado shata kada da. Alipaka bada kada. Maraka baka da bara. Alipaka do shata. Alikata taka da bara. Rapaka da bado shata. Alikaya kada da bara. Alikata ba. Alipaka ba. Rakapa da ba. Rapa da ba. Rapa ya ba. Rakata bara. Rapa ya ba. Rakata ta. Rapa ya ba. Rapa ya ba. Rapa ya ba. Rapa ya ba, eleka ya ba daba, do a new thing. Rakaya dada, eleka tata, alapa ya ba, elepa ya ba da, maraka ba ya ba, maraka ba ya da, maraka ba ya daba, rapa ya ba ya, raka ba daba, rapa ya ba, rapa ya, rapa ya ba, rapa ka ba dosha da, eleka dosha da da, eleka da ba dosha giri adabandia, marando shakari adaba da bosha. Do a new thing. Somebody pray. Say, Lord, do a new thing. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. Marapaka do shate. Lipraka do shaki atabrandia. Rika pada bada brandia tegana roshada. Lipraka pa yapa do shakadiata. Rapa yapa da bada. Rapa yapa ya. Lipaka bada ba. Rapa bada bada. Yes, Lord. Do a new thing, 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 Lord. Lepa. Lepa kapado shakada. You are declaring to God. Somebody, you are changing that question. Rakapado shata. You are saying, oh God, as your word have declared, for your word says that you are doing a new thing, even in the wasteland, you are doing a new thing. Father, as your word have said, may you do a new thing and make a way where there seems to be no way, where hope is gone, where all hope is gone. Oh Lord, do a new thing. Lift up your voice in prayer. This prayer is very important. Yes, it's very important. I tell you, breakthrough prayers, breakthrough prayers, breakthrough prayers, breakthrough prayers, breakthrough prayers. Make a way, Lord, make a way, Lord, make a way. In this situation, make a way. In my children's life, make a way. Lord, 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 make a way. In my business, make a way. In my business, make a way. In my business, make a way. Ah! In my business, make a way. In my career, make a way. In my marriage, make a way. Ah! Madu shatada. Every aspect of your life, that you could see that is going down and is drying up, Lord, should make a way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody, are you praying? If you leave In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Bible says in Isaiah, when you read the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 45, now verse number 1 to verse number 3, I am reading, it says, this is what the Lord said to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of, to subdue nations before him, and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him, so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you, and I will level the mountains, and I will break down gates of bronze, and I'll cut through bars of iron. Verse number 3 is very important. Take note of verse number 3. Verse number 3, it says, I will give you hidden treasures. I will give you hidden treasures. Riches stored in secret places. In another word, stored in dark places. So that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. You are praying to God and you are saying, anything that belongs to me that have been hidden in the dark, anything that belongs to me that have been hidden in the dark, if my glory has been hidden in the dark, if my treasure has been hidden in the dark, if my life, my marriage has been hidden in the dark, that I do not see the glory of God, as I lift up my voice in prayer, oh God, let that be a breakthrough. May you give unto me what belongs to me. If there is anything that belongs to me, it says, I will give you hidden treasures. Every treasure that belongs to you that will be hidden, may the Lord give unto you in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice and declare after me. Say, oh Lord, my father, my maker, whatever that belongs to me that the devil has taken hold of, whatever that belongs to me that the devil has taken hold of, as I lift up my voice in prayer, may you deliver me and give unto me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice in prayer. Whatever that belongs to you that have been hidden, whatever that belongs to you that have been hidden, you are declaring now in the name of Jesus, whatever that belongs to me. The word of the Lord says, I will give you hidden treasures. 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 Whatever that belongs to you that have been hidden in the dark right now. Marato Shatia Kadaba. Rekatada. Rapako Paro Shakatada. Somebody, I want you to pray this prayer very seriously. Yes. See, some of us, what our happiness has been hidden. your happiness. Some of you, you have the money. Yes, business is going well, but your happiness has been hidden. Your happiness. Some of you, your life is going on well, but financially, your financial status has been hidden. Some of you, your marriage, something has been hidden in your life. It's causing problems in your life. Some of you, your health, the devil has taken hold of your health. And Bible said, Peter was put into prison. And the church prayed for him. Now, wherever you find yourself at this little time, no matter the time, I declare upon your life that you are coming out, you are breaking through in the name of Jesus. The Lord is giving unto you every hidden thing that the devil has kept away from you. Some of you, the devil has covered your star. Your star is not able to shine. I uncover you in the name of Jesus. I uncover you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this way again. I don't know, the Lord is telling me that some people will be uncovered. Some people will be uncovered. The Lord is uncovering somebody right now. Yes, your star might shine. See, if your star does not shine, nobody will come to help you. When you read the book of Matthew chapter 2, Bible said, and they saw his star. We saw his star and we have come to worship him. And we saw his star and we have come to worship him. Your star must shine and attract helpers. Your star must shine to attract great people. La Bakosha Tikada. Le Kata Kata Pata Doshe. Le Kata 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 Kata. Rato Shakat Kata Tata. Makato Shaka Dada Dada. Marandi kato sheke di kata, rato sheke de kete bedede, rapa kato shati kata, marandi bado shebre kadi anda brandosa, li karando sheke de kadoi, marapa ko shati yato sheke de, rati kadando, rambele ando shagi ande, barando sheke di anda brandosa, Li carando se che anda brando se le parando serando seriando se all spirit mando se che anda brandi a tabado se li cabarando se rianda brando se e carando se parando se rianda brandi a taba. Spirit of the Lord, let us feel 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 of the Lord. Milando sada hando, rakabado sekere hando se. Jesus, Jesus, Spirit of God, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over. Take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, Lord, take over, Lord, take over, Lord, take over, Lord, take over, take over, take over. Somebody invite the Holy Spirit at where you are right now. Whatever power that entered into your house today, whatever spirit that you encountered it with, in the realms of the spirit, every power that encountered you this morning, at this point of time, every power, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, oh, Spirit of the living God, oh, Spirit of the living God, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Let the power of God, let the power of God, and we break the airwaves, we break the airwaves, we break the atmosphere, we break the airwaves. I break the airwaves now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I break the airwaves now. Jesus, 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 in the power that visited your room, may they be arrested by divine authority. In the principalities within your station, in the power of darkness, anything that have been raising up against you, Kati Katosa, the Bible says, I will give you Nia Dosa Makatosa Tikatosa Brandiata. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus, 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 let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, somebody call for the Spirit of the Lord and say, oh, the Spirit of the Lord, may you take over my room right now. May you take over my room now. May you take over my room now. May you take over my room now. Take over my room. Wherever I am right now, take over now. Spirit of God, I see a cloud like the glory of the Lord entering into a house. Entry into a house, and that house has no wall. That house has no wall, but they have used edges, yes, edges around the house, in front of the house, instead of a wall, they have used like a grass, like flowers, edges. Edges, edges to form a wall, edges to form a wall. Jesus, they have used edges to form a wall. They have used edges. The Spirit of the Lord, I see the Spirit of the Lord entering into the house. The Spirit of the Lord entering into the house. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Spirit of God, take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Beloved, thank you, Spirit of God. 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 Beloved, this morning I welcome everybody to this life. I see you. Marakau Shariyadaba. I see you. God bless you. Kindly share the life. The word of God is coming to you in a short minute, and prophetically there's going to be declarations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mr. Atu, are you there? Sister Rose, are you there? Mr. Gabriel, are you there? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Madam, more grace. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Is this Mr. Gabby that I know? Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God bless you, sir. You are such a wonderful person. May God bless your feet. Madam Elena, are you there? My secretary, are you there? Minister Mary, I see you. The word of God is coming in just a minute, yesterday. Jesus. We started this message since last week. And today, I believe I'm going to end on that message. Because from next week, it's going to be deadly prayers. Please, are you prepared to give us a song? Huh? Madam Elena, are you prepared to give us a song? Please, if you know how to sing here, you're a minister of the gospel, kindly let me know. And as I said, before the end of the year, we are going to organize praise and worship. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. And we are going to praise the name of the Lord and worship the name of the Lord. I believe that this platform was not just given. I serve a living God. One of the anointing that God has given to me is to raise people. Yes. That is one of my grace God has given to me. I can be on you for years just to make sure that you become who God wants you to become. I can have time for you. I can disturb you till you give yourself to God. I can disturb you till you manifest the power of God. That is one of my grace. And through the grace of God given unto me, God have used me to raise people who have become ministers of the gospel. People who think there's no hope for them. People who came from different places. And God used me to receive them into my home. To the glory of God, God has blessed most of them. And He's still blessing some of them. Yes. Yes, that is my ministry. I can have time for you. The moment I see the glory of God upon you, if you see that I'm disturbing you, not because of anything, I am doing my work. If you see that I am on you, it's not because of anything, it's because I want to do my work. And my work is to make sure that you manifest the glory of God. You manifest the glory of God. That is the grace God has given unto me. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, let's sing this song. Oh, aye, aye, aye. Yeah, radia mausu. Aye, aye. Danina mausu. Aye. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, Danina Mausu. Aye, aye, aye. Thank you. sewo yamia o fani pasi eseno we serve a God of preparation. Hallelujah. Yamia yama usu Adanina yama usu aye 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 yamia yama usu aye. Somebody, God is speaking to you this morning, and I believe in one thing, that with Him all things are possible. We serve a living God that prepares people and raises them for His glory. That is the God we serve. God is not like the fetish priest who is selfish of himself, and all he cares is to receive your goats, your money, and just make sure he gives you something for 2 days and you are going to suffer for it. The God we serve is a God of preparation, who makes sure he puts you at a place whereby he will prepare you and give you what you have been asking for, and not just giving you what you are asking for, but gives you the right one. Jesus, this is a God we are serving. This is a God, I call him the God of preparation, the God of preparation, the God that holds people, raises people, and bring them to a point, bring them to a point of glory. That is the God we are serving. That is the God we are serving. Beloved, wherever you are at this point of time, the God that said to Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. When you read the book of Judges, the God that picked Gideon, who said, in my family we are the least, we are the least, we are the weakest. After being the least in the family, Gideon said, I am the weakest, I am a weak man. But God said, listen, you are the one I'm going to use to bring these people out. Some of you, God is just preparing you. God is preparing you for His glory. Some of you, you are the one that is ushering your family. You are the one that is ushering your family out of that bondage. That is why the devil wants to disturb you, because the whole house is against you. The whole house, the God of your family is against you. Because they know. Let me remind you, when Jesus' star began to shine, then Herod at that time rose up. Jesus had to run away. Some of you, you have been, God has taken you to Egypt to prepare you and bring you back to face your enemy. Bible says, and the Lord said, revealed himself unto Joseph. He said, Joseph, pick up your wife in the child, go to Egypt. See, some of you, God is hiding you. Some of you, God is hiding you. That is why you need to be very careful. God is hiding you. And some of us, the small money we get, everybody will know that you have money. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Yes. Ha. 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 Sometimes you need to hide yourself. You need to hide yourself small. Yes, you need to hide yourself. Sometimes you must hide yourself. So some of you, God is hiding you. Ha. We serve a God of preparation. A God of preparation. Ah, you know, that is why sometimes, but you know that Jesus healed the blind man. When Jesus healed the blind man, he said to him, don't go to the village. You may not understand. Sometimes I ask myself that when Jesus healed the man, why did he tell him not to go to his village? Is that not the places we are coming from? Jesus. 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 He said, do not go to the village. Sometimes God wants to put you somewhere so that when they are looking for you, they will not be able to find you. But you too, because you don't understand these things. Yes. Yes. Now, I started by saying that we serve a living God, a God of preparation. The theme for my message is the God of preparation. This is the fourth episode. The God of preparation. And I started and said that we serve a living God that prepares people. Because man is intoxicated with power, fame, wealth, and authority. When man has to look at committing their ways to the Lord for God to prepare them, we don't look at that, but rather, today is Sunday, let me speak to you. Let me speak to you. We rather look at how quick things will work, then we end up messing up our life. We end up messing up our life. Yes. And some of us even visit places that you know very well that this person who calls himself a man of God is not a man of God. Yes. But because of your desire. See, a lot of people have visited places and their situation has become worse. The situation you are going through become worse. Sometimes you will think that the problem has been solved, but the situation has rather become worse. They will try to lure you to solve just a small of your problem. Prophetic, they will tell you, bah, 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 bah. You are happy before you realize the problem has become more than it used to be. Yes. 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 You know very well that where you are going, that's not the right way. But instead of you to wait on God, Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, when you read from verse number 28 coming down, it said that the youth grow weary and tired, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings like eagle. Yes. So when you wait on God, you commit your ways to the Lord. He prepares you. He prepares you. He prepares you. Then I went on to say that we serve a living God that works with time and chance. So in a space in time, when God wants to do something in your life, it comes in time. And time is precious than anything. Time. Time is life. Time is life. All of us here, it is God has given us time to live. The moment they say your time is over, then which means I'm going to sleep. You are no more going to be on this earth. So time God gives to people is very precious. And when your time is up, you need what we call chance or an opportunity. Chance or an opportunity to manifest or for people to know that yes, it is your time. It cannot just be your time, but there must be an opportunity. So if it is your time for you to travel, you must receive an opportunity to travel. If it is time for you to marry, a man must come to marry you. There must be an opportunity. So these two things, as Ecclesiastes says, it says that the rest is not for the swift. The rest is not for the swift. Neither food for the wise, but it's time and chance that happened to them all. All of us here, it's not because of anything, no. It is time and chance. You have been given the chance. You have been given the chance. Time and chance. Time and chance. So I said the last time. So there are some people, it is their time. You realize that you have gotten to a time you must marry, but the opportunity, the man to marry you is not there. Yes. You have completed school. It is time for you to have a job, but there's no job. There's no job opportunity. There's no job opportunity. Yes. There's no job opportunity. Yes. There's no job opportunity. The moment that job opportunity comes, then that is when your breakthrough sets in. You are going to pray quickly and say, Lord, may I have the opportunity to manifest your glory. May I have the opportunity. A lot of people are there, and all they are seeking for is opportunity. Opportunity. I tell you, when the opportunity has not been given to you, you cannot do anything. Opportunity. Lift up your voice in just 2 minutes. I want you to pray right now and say, Lord, open that door, the door of opportunity. The door of opportunity. Lift up your voice in prayer and declare for a door opening, a door opening, a door opening, a door opening. Lift up your voice in prayer and seek for a door opening. Say, Lord, open that door for me. Open that door for me. Open that door for me. That door of breakthrough. That door, that door, that door, that door, that door. Yes, yes, that door, that door. Yes, Lord, that door. Yes, you need it. Beloved, I say you need it now. Pray to God and say, Lord, give me that opportunity. Bible said it is time and chance. The wise man Solomon realized that no, this thing, it is time and chance. It is time and chance. I want you to pray right now. Say, Lord, open that door for me. That opportunity, I need that opportunity. That contract opportunity, that contract opportunity. There are certain people who are very good at what they do, but that opportunity which they have to receive. That opportunity, that opportunity, that opportunity. Pray for that opportunity. Pray for that opportunity. Pray for that opportunity. Pray for that opportunity. Seek for that opportunity. Say, Lord, I need that opportunity. Let that opportune. Yes, Lord. That is your prayer now. Yes, a lot of people. A lot of people. A lot of people. A lot of people. Yes, what they are praying for is just one opportunity. Somebody will say, I just need that opportunity to show to the world. That was what Anna was praying for. Anna said, oh God, just give me a child, just one child, and I'm going to give that child back to you. Just give me a child. And I'm going to give that child back to you. Anna was just up praying for an opportunity to give birth, just one. And she said, if you give it to me, I'm going to give it back to you. I just need that opportunity. It was a time. she's married, and when you marry, it is time for you to be pregnant. Yes, it is your time for you to give birth. But the opportunity for her to give birth was not there. Yes, was not there. Was not there. She said, Father, there's something in my heart. I just need that one. Some of us, some people, we have become a mockery to some people. A mockery to some people. And they are asking, where is our God? Today, I want you to pray that prayer and say, Lord, give me that opportunity. Lord, that opportunity. Open that door of opportunity. Opening that traveling door. That traveling door. I want to go and study abroad. Opening that door. Open that door. Lord, my marriage, open that door. Open that door, oh God. Open that door. My business, I want that business door. Business door. Business door be opened. Business door be opened. Business door be opened. Business door be opened. Some people are there, they just need somebody to just give them a capital. A capital, just a capital. A capital. A capital. Yes, to invest. When you look at the way they do things, it tells you that when God gives somebody, they see somebody comes into their way to give them a capital. They have fully business-minded. Fully business-minded. But that opportunity has not yet come. Beloved, pray for that opportunity. Pray for that opportunity. Yes. Pray for that opportunity. Say, oh God, I need that opportunity. Yes. 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 You know, there are certain things you can do very well. There are certain people, sometimes they give contract to them, they don't know how to do it, they know nothing. There are certain people in government, they know nothing about the thing. There are certain people in certain offices, they know nothing. They have no idea. They don't have any capacity. They have no capacity. They have no capacity. But they are occupying certain places. Some people have taken hold of what belongs to you. What belongs to us, they have taken hold of. You are praying to God right now and saying, oh God, yes Lord, open that door for me. May you connect me to that man. Bible said, after David was anointed, let me tell you, after David was anointed, his breakthrough was that he has to visit his brothers at the war place, at the grounds of war. And Bible said, as he was there with them, Goliath appeared and was saying all manner of things against the people of Israel. And David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine speaking against the people of Israel, God's people? That was the beginning of David's breakthrough. That was the beginning of David's breakthrough. I said, that was the beginning of David's breakthrough. That was the beginning of David's breakthrough. Yes, that was the beginning. That was the beginning. And that was the beginning. Some of you, there are certain opportunities which are coming your way. And that will be the genesis of you becoming rich and wealthy. Am I talking to somebody here? Can I prophesy into the life of somebody here? Yes. There is an opportunity coming. And that will be the genesis of your truth. Somebody will just need somebody to work out something. Jesus. That will be the genesis. That will be the genesis of your glory. That will be the genesis. I said, that will be the genesis. Speak within your spirit. Let your spirit be connected. Let your spirit be connected. Let your spirit be connected. Are you connecting now? Yes. I don't know. I don't know. But God is speaking to me. God is speaking to me. And He's speaking to somebody now. You are the reason for this life. You are the reason for this life. You are the reason for this morning. You are the reason for this morning. You are the reason for this gathering. You are the reason. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Now, there's another thing yesterday I talked about, then which means that I have to end this message next week because the atmosphere is charged. The atmosphere is charged. Today, the atmosphere is charged for the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Yes, I am ending. Yeah. Now, I said that when God is preparing you, these are the things you have to take note of. You have to take note of the waiting time. There's a time called the waiting time. You may be struggling today, but it is called the waiting time, the preparation time. You know, when David was anointed, he was 17 years. It took him 13 years to be a king. At the age of 30 years before he became a king. Yes. He has to fight battles. Because the one he has to succeed was still on the throne. The one he has to succeed, the one God has rejected, was still on the throne. He said, no way. He has to fight David. The same person who received David was an enemy of David. We call it the waiting time. The waiting time. The waiting time. Take note of the waiting time. Beloved, I say, take note of the waiting time. Every time, take note of the waiting time. The waiting time is very, very, very important. Yes. Very, very important. Very, very important. The waiting time is very, very important. Very important. And yesterday I talked about the things that you have to have in the waiting time. What God gives to you in the waiting time. Now, in the waiting time, God builds your capacity. God builds you to handle certain issues. Yes, certain issues, certain difficult issues. certain things, life issues here and there, so that the moment he gives you what he wants to give to you, you'll be able to handle it. So that you'll be able to handle it. Some of us are praying for job. God is building your capacity. God is building your endurance. God is building you. You know, some of us, we have found ourselves in certain places. And God is just building us for the days ahead. Because maybe the boss you are going to work with will be a very difficult boss. And you are with somebody, a husband who is very difficult, or a wife who is very difficult. My God. Or somebody who is difficult. Maybe somebody who is disturbing you, but you are able to contain the person. We call it the waiting time. Prophet, for Prophet B1, you are welcome. God bless you so much. Beloved, if today is your first time be on this life, I thank God for your life. And I say, just follow me, so as whenever I join on this life, it will be a blessing. God bless you so much. Yes, you call it the waiting time. God builds your capacity. I call it the three C's. Take note of these three C's. The first one is capacity. Capacity. And read in Exodus chapter 31, verse number 3, it said that, and God gave him wisdom, knowledge. God gave them wisdom, knowledge, and skills in that area. Capacity. Yes. So whenever you are going through certain things, yesterday I said something. I said that not everybody, every grown man has an experience. Not every old man has an experience. See, experience is when you have been able to learn from what you went through. So the moment you are not able to learn from it, you have no experience. There's nothing to talk about. Yes. Experience. So some of us, we are going through certain things. That is why I'm telling you that whatever you are going through today, learn from it. Build capacity out of it. Some of us, we cannot stay at one place. We cannot endure hardship. We cannot endure certain things. See, there are certain people. There is no place they can't stay. Because life has tossed them here and there. They understand all weather. There are certain places. No matter how difficult you are, they can still work with you. Because of where they were brought up from. They were brought up by strong and disciplined people. Yes. They have built capacity out of it. They have built themselves out of it. They have become strong out of that situation. They have become very strong out of that situation. That is how God is making you. God is building you. God is building your business. God is building you to a point that, when that contract is given to you, and I know it is now, that time is now. Some of you, your time is now. God has built you till now, and it is now. It is now that door must be opened. You have been built till now. That door must be opened. Yes. 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 Some of you, it is your time and opportunity must be given to you. But there are certain powers that are fighting you from certain places, which we have to deal with. And some of us too, God is still building our capacity. God is still building our capacity. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Number two is character. Character. Yes. Character. Number two is character. The three things that God builds you for is character. When you read Proverbs 31 verse 10, it says that a virtuous woman, who can find a virtuous woman who can find. A virtuous woman who can find. Character. When you read Psalm 1, verse number 1 to 3, it said that blessed is he who does not sit in the counsel of the godly, or sit in the ways of sinners, or stand. Character. Character. Hey, let me tell you, some of us, God gives us something. The moment we go to church, we pray, God. Some of us have grace. So you have that grace. The moment you pray, it happens. The moment you pray, it happens. You are not the pastor, but when you pray, God will give you that thing right now. I have certain people who have a certain grace, whatever they ask for. And I know some people, they have been married for. They have married for, like, they married the divorce. 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 They have. Ha! They are certain women. Hey, this relationship, the moment they move from this, you just stop. And that relationship with them, they will find a very good man right now into another relationship. But character, because of character. Some people, the moment they are given the job, because of character, they will be sleeping on the job. Instead of them to work, they will be sleeping. Let me talk to you this morning. Today is Sunday. If you want me to talk to you, say, tell me, talk to me, talk to me. Write at the comment section, talk to me. I am telling you. I am telling you. I am telling you. Some people, they have been praying, oh God, give me job, give me job, give me job. Employ them right now. Employ them right now. Today this, tomorrow that. Excuse. Why didn't you come to work? My auntie be tomorrow. My mother today. My this tomorrow. My dad today. My this today. My this person. Tomorrow my this person. Today, when I wake up this morning, my dad. When I wake up, they will go to work and sleep. They will go to work and sleep. Some of them, they will be praying, God, give me marriage, give me marriage, give me marriage. Ha! When they throw bomb at you, the whole family will scatter. When they open their mouth, the whole family will scatter. Jesus, Jesus. When they open their mouth, you will feel like hanging yourself right now. I am telling you. See, when God is preparing you, he prepares you, gives you capacity. He prepares your character. He prepares your character. Your character. Some of us, we are lazy. Hey, very lazy. I work with some people. I work with some people. And they are lazy the moment they come to work. Before you realize, they are sleeping. Hey, sleeping. They are sleeping. You need God. Some of this is demonic, very demonic. So they will be employed. You see, I tell you, don't envy certain people. Let me tell you today. There are certain people, when they marry and they divorce today, tomorrow they will marry again. Some people too, they don't have that grace. Some people, when they lose their job today, tomorrow they will have another job. See, this world, don't envy anybody. Just pray for your grace. And pray for your grace, your own grace. Yes, so me, I don't envy. Hey, I can be with you, buy 1,000 cars. Buy 1,000 cars. Buy 1,000 cars. It will not do anything to me. Me too, I have my grace. Character. If you are here and a certain character is preventing you from manifesting the glory of God fully, it has become Asochi, it has become a wind. It has become a wind. Some of us, our marriages, a certain character. Some of you, some of us, the moment I prayed for a young man, he ran to me. He said, "Daddy, the moment I get the money, I don't know where a friend will come from. I work very well. That brother has capacity. He works with cash, and they are these people. They call it, is it opposed or whatever they call it? I've forgotten. But those who have been doing the car chairs, yes, yes." He said, "I will get the money right now. When I get the money right now, he is good at it." But before he will realize, a friend will call him, and the next moment he is drunk, and that money he has taken, ha. That money. So every day is owing. Even though he's working so hard, he's owing. Ha! Something will just happen. He will use it on. It has become a strong wind.
Yesu ni. Bamisi yema emajinkwa Eko sisa.
If a such wind is blowing in your life, such wind, a character wind, demonic character. Demonic character, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Demonic character. We bind it in the name of Jesus. As I'm talking to you, there are very good women out there, but they don't have that grace. That grace whereby the grace to marry, and by the grace of God, some people they have that grace. They can marry right now. That's what I'm telling you. Somebody too is praying, and there are certain people, childbearing is their problem. Some people too, their womb is very fertile, that if they want to give birth to 20 children, they can give, but their character, they can't even take care of their own children. Bad character. They marry today and they destroy the marriage with their character. They start a business today. Somebody gives them money for investment. They will use all the money to buy fashion clothes. See, as we talk about something, sometimes we go to church and then we want to hear, you are blessed. You don't want to hear this. You will hear it by force. You will hear it. Even if you have heard it before, I will tell you again. You are giving an investment money and you are using it on women. On women. Who told you so? I said, God is preparing you. We serve a God of preparation. The God of preparation. Character. Instead of you to rise up, you yourself, you know what is fighting you in your family. You know, instead of you to rise up and pray. Demonic. Bible said there were two women in the Bible, and some women can sleep and sleep on their children, and they don't even know that they are sleeping on their glory. How can you sleep and kill your own child? Bible said this woman slept and killed her own child. Then she's going for another person's child. that other person too sleeps sad that somebody is taking their child, a child, and she could not realize it. Hey! Yes. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody here? Jesus. Yes. Character. Change your character. If you cannot change it by yourself, it is demonic. You are saying to God, Lord, change my character. If I have any character that hinders me from seeing your glory, help me. Help me. Psalm 121, verse number 1, says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Yes. 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 Bible said, Jesus. Yeah. God bless you, Mr. Philip. God bless you. Please, if today is your first time here on this live, please follow me. I want you to be part of my family. This is Faith Assembly. I'm Apostle Jonathan Annan. Apostle Jonathan Annan. You can call me More Grace. More Grace. More Grace. More Grace. More Grace. If today is your first time being here, kindly follow me. Yes. Number three. I have talked about capacity. When God is building you, is preparing you, He will prepare your capacity, He will build you up, then He will change your character. Change your character. That is why these Sakawa boys, when they go for money, the devil does not care whether they are drunkards or they cannot handle the money or what. The devil does not care about that, but God cares about you. As for God, He cares about you. Bible said, He said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. Not just prosper, but also be in good health. Jesus. So you will not just prosper, but you will be in good health. So when God is giving you something, He does not just give you anything. He prepares you. He will prepare you. He will prepare you because He created you. He formed you in His own likeness. He prepares you. He will prepare you. As for the devil, he gives you anything. He gives you anything. And then later he will give you condition. The moment you go against the condition, you are in trouble. That is why these young boys, the moment they get money, they will go for Sakawa, they will go for money ritual and stuff like that. Then they'll be suffering. They'll be suffering. They'll be suffering. Before you realize, they will use the money. The reason why they receive the money, nothing. Nothing but to spend on luxury things. They'll buy this car. They'll buy that car. They'll buy this car. But some of you are here. What you have been through, if God should bless you today, the way you are going to put your house in order, I tell you. Some of you are here. The way you have been praying for marriage, hey, the way you have shaped your character, the moment you enter into the marriage and the man says, hey, I tell myself, you will shut up. I am telling you. I am telling you. You will do everything you can to make that marriage work because God has built you for that. You know, this marriage, nobody is perfect to. It's just to understand yourself and be able to contain yourself. That is all. We know some people who have a very bad character that cannot be contained. Yes, I am telling you. I am your pastor. I am your prophet. I am your apostle. And I am your evangelist. I am here to talk to you. That is what God has sent me to come and tell you this morning. Today is Sunday. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. The word that has been given to me, let me tell you. Spirit of God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me this utterance to speak to these honorable people. God, thank you for making me a vessel to speak to these honorable people. I am not worthy. I don't deserve to even to speak to them, because some of them are even more than me. But you have given me this opportunity. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. Beloved, as I am talking to you, not because I am better than you, but God has given me that grace to speak to you. It's God that has sent me to speak to you. We are all preparing ourselves. For Bible says that the word of God, in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, it said the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. So you, the person that you are even speaking the word of God, if you are not careful, it will cut you into pieces. I tell you, there are certain people, the way God is building your character, the way God is building your character, hallelujah be to Jesus. Just thank God that God, I thank you for preparing me. Some of you need this message for a long time. Me now see. Number three, the last one, then we are going to move into a different dimension. Number three, the last one, when God is preparing you, the last one, the God of preparation, the God of preparation, the God of preparation, the God of preparation. Now, you see, when you want to see the God of preparation, read Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. See, this man was saying that the Lord is his shepherd. Now he said that even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. It means that even though he was going through troubles, the Lord is with him. He understands. Life has become difficult, but he understands that God is with him and God is preparing him. And he said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. After going through the storm, after going through the troubles, after going through that, he realized that he has been prepared. That is why David sat in 2 Kings chapter 7. Bible said David was sitting down and looked at himself and said, look at me, that shepherd boy. That shepherd boy. Yesterday I talked about preparation and I said, David was rejected when they came to the house to anoint people. When the father was calling his sons, David was not part. He has been left alone, a 16, 17 years old boy. He has been left alone in the bush. He never knew that God was preparing him. Now when you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, when Saul called unto him and Saul asked him, can you face that man? He said, listen, when I'm with the sheep in the forest, when I'm with the sheep in the forest, a lion, when a lion comes to attack them, or a bear comes to attack them, I go and fight the bear, I go and fight the lion and deliver them from the hands. I kill the lion, I kill the bear. He said, I have killed the lion, I have killed bear, and I know the God that rescued me from the hands of the lion and the bear who rescued me from the hands of Goliath. So David was in the bush with him, which he feels that he has been rejected. The family thinks that they have rejected him. The family thinks that he's nobody. But meanwhile, God was preparing him. God is preparing you. Now, last one. The last seed, the first seed, when you are waiting on God, these three things you must look at. These three things. When you are waiting on God, these three things. First one, capacity. Number two, character. Number three, commitment. Some of us, we are not committed at all. We are not committed at all, at all, at all, at all. We jump from one place to another. And our elders said that you don't use your two eyes to look into a bottle. If I said the English right, the girls will say, "Ake imbe nyokwe tokume mi." Yemfa eni mienu enje tua bakomo. Forgive my tree, yeah. Forgive my tree. Yes. Ha. Ha. Commitment. Commitment. You cannot hold something and build it. The moment you see struggle in that business, but oh, I'm tired, I cannot stand it again. I'm tired. The moment you pray small prayer, you're not getting answers. Do you know how many times Anna prayed? Do you know how many times Anna prayed? But to the glory of the Lord, at the end of the day, just one child opened up a womb, and another five followed. Three boys, two girls. Which means that in all, Anna had six children in all. The woman that was not able to give birth because of a commitment. Bible said, every year they go to Shiloh, she was committed. When you read 2 Kings chapter 20, Bible said, Hezekiah was sick for a long, long time. Where it has gotten to, he cannot survive it. And the word of the Lord was given to the prophet Isaiah, the major prophet. And Isaiah went to tell Hezekiah, "Hezekiah, prepare your house, write your will. Tell the nation who is going to succeed you after you die, because this sickness will kill you. Some of you, the things that are fighting your health, you think it will kill you. Even some of you, the doctor has said to you that you are going to die. My God, I cancel that in the name of Jesus. If you are here, you feel your life is useless. You cannot survive this life again. I am here to tell you, we serve a God of preparation. And that God will mount you very soon on that platform of glory. Because of your commitment to the things of God. Because of your commitment. Thank you, Jesus." Bible said, then Hezekiah, the moment Hezekiah heard the news, when the prophet left his room, it's called, then he turned himself to the wall. My God. He turned himself to the wall. He said, "Oh Lord, my God, look at how dedicated, committed, how I have served you with all my heart." Commitment, 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 commitment. God bless you for coming on this live. Madam Elena, are you there? Please share my number. Some of you, we have to add you to our WhatsApp group so that you become part of this family, faith assembly. We move by faith, we do things by faith. Yes. And we take by faith, we move by faith. We do by faith and we take by faith. So I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith, I am doing by faith. Ha! Faith assembly. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Madam Elena, are you there? Sister Elena, thank you, Jesus. Last one. Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Commitment. See, no matter how, this is your profession. This is what you know how to do. Challenges come. The moment challenge comes, small prayer, you give up. You give up. Small challenge, you give up. Some of you, God is building your endurance. Because God will give you a certain company. And you know, in every company, when you start a company, the starting is very difficult. And in the middle, whereby you have competitors, you need to endure that phase. There's a phase in every company whereby they face certain struggles. There is a phase. Even in our daily life, there's a phase you will face struggles. There is a time you face struggles, and if you are not committed to the word of God, you are not committed to the prophetic word, I tell you, you will give up. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2 to 3. And I read, it says, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation, verse number 3, my God, God bless you so much, man of God. He says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false, though it linger.